Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Her mind occupied with church work and a job as secretary to Frank Carter, young Rossville lawyer, Penny Gibbs has seemingly thought little of her tragic romance with wealthy Barry Carlton. But this is not as true as it appears on the surface. For this afternoon, young Nora Lang says to her husband,
"Crickets, Freddie, did you notice how many times Penny went to the window this morning looking for the mailman?"
"Yeah, I sure did, Nora. She knows he always comes at 10:30, too."
"Well, almost always. He was 10 minutes late this morning."
"Oh."
"She went to the window at least twice every minute."
"Well, I left here before the mailman got here."
"Yeah."
"And did she get the letter she was waiting for?"
"Uh-uh."
"Gosh, I don't get that, Nora. Looks to me like that Carlton guy's clamming up on her. She hasn't heard a word since she wrote to him, has she?"
"No, she hasn't. Every morning and every afternoon she looks at the mail or calls up to ask about it. But there hasn't been a single line from Mr. Carlton. Oh, Freddie, I feel so sorry for her. And I hate to be happy in front of her."
"Oh, now look, Nora, you shouldn't feel that way about it. Penny knows we're happy and she wants us to be happy. Because that's the way she is.
Mm.
And if we went around with long faces on, she'd really begin to worry about us."
"Yes, I guess she would. Oh, but just the same, it seems so unfair. Crickets, what right have we to have everything we want while she has almost nothing?"
"Nora, you're asking the wrong guy. I haven't got the brains to figure out why some people get the breaks and some people don't. Maybe it's luck. You know, like when you toss a coin and it comes up heads or tails. Well, you call heads and maybe it is. And then again, maybe it isn't."
"There must be more to it than that, Freddie. I'm sure there is."
"Oh, I'm sure there is, too. But that way of figuring it out is good enough for me. And if you ask me, Penny is looking at it the same way I am. You know, life's a lot of luck. Right now, Penny's is all bad. And ours is all good."
"Oh, I wish we could give her some of our good luck."
"So do I. Who knows, Nora? Maybe we'll be able to do that someday in a way. Mm. I mean, maybe we'll be able to pay her back for all she's done for us."
"Oh, crickets, Freddie, I certainly hope so."
"Well, maybe someday we can, if she's going to let us. I think that's going to be the tough part, though, getting her to let us do something for her."
"Mm.
You know, she's always giving and never taking, which is exactly the score on her job with this guy Carter. Now, look, she's beating her brains out for that jerk lawyer, and what's she getting out of it? Nothing but a headache."
"Well, he's paying her, Freddie."
"Yeah, sure, to be a secretary. That means pound a typewriter, not the sidewalks. That means running an office, not running out after crooks."
"Oh, I think her job sounds exciting."
"Just like you dames. You think that everything is just like it is in the movies, huh?"
"No."
"Well, that's as far from the truth as it is from here to China. Now, look. If this guy Carter really has got hold of a case, he's asking Penny to play cops and robbers with guys who play the game for keeps."
"Oh, Freddie, you're always so afraid that Penny's in danger of some kind. Crickets, can't you just once give her credit for knowing what she's doing?"
"Oh, sure. I'll admit she knows what she's doing most of the time. But Penny has a way of believing anything that anybody tells her. Just because she's on the level, she thinks that everybody is. And Crickets, you know that's not true.
Well, most people are on the level.
Oh, and you've been around, huh?
Well.
Crickets, you're terrific and I love you, but there's a lot of things you just don't understand or know. Maybe I'm glad about that part, too, because if you were too smart, you sure wouldn't have married me.
Then I'm glad I'm stupid, too.
Oh, glad you married me?
Oh, Crickets, what do you think?
Well, when it comes to you, Nora, I stop thinking. Because it doesn't take thinking to know how much I love you and how glad I am. You know, they say there's no such thing as somebody who's perfect. But I think that you're the exception that proves the rule that there's an exception to every rule. Hey, that was some twisted up mouthful, wasn't it?
I think I understand what you meant, though.
Good.
Oh, did you speak to Daddy yesterday?
Oh, gee, no, I didn't have the chance to.
Oh, Frey, you promised. I'm worried about him.
Oh, look who's crying wolf.
Freddie, this is different. Daddy isn't well, and I know it.
Why, he looks great. He feels great.
Yes, I know how he looks, Freddie. He's tan, and he's gained a little weight. But I know how he feels inside. I can tell by his eyes. Oh, please, Freddie, do something to make him stop working so hard.
Well, that'll take an awful lot of arguing.
Yes, I know it, but you have to make him stop. Golly, you and Daddy are all I have. I don't want to lose either one of you.
Oh, Nora, your dad's good for at least another couple hundred years.
Freddie, please don't joke about it.
I'm sorry.
Will you talk to him?
Oh, sure I will. But I don't see how I can give him any orders.
You're boss on the farm now. Freddie, Daddy gave it to us. It's ours legally and everything.
Yeah, sure, but your dad and I are still partners, too. And that's the way I want to keep it. That's the way it ought to be just as long as he lives. Or as long as he wants to stay on the place.
Well, you can suggest to him that he take a rest.
Well, yes, I suppose I could. But I know just what he's going to say. It's the wrong time of year. Too much to tend to on the farm. You know that, but I'll talk to him.
Promise?
You bet.
Soon?
This week, guarantee it. And I'll let you know what he says, too.
Please do. Oh, but don't tell him I'm worried, Freddie.
Oh? And why not?
Well, I don't want him to know that I know he's not well.
Oh, look, Crickets, he's all right. I know the way you have...
he's not a young man anymore.
Well, I sure wouldn't call him an old man either.
No.
He's a man that's...
Oh,
hi, Gibbsy.
Hi, Penny. Oh, Crickets, but you look pretty.
Pretty nothing. Why, the gal's beautiful.
Thank you, Freddie.
No, I'll be late for supper tonight. Don't wait for me.
All right.
Carter got you working overtime again?
Nope, I'm doing some church work this afternoon. And I'll be making several calls for Dr. Judson.
Oh, well, that's okay, then.
I see you've been listening to Jed and Johnny.
Well...
You don't like my working on the Ainsley case, do you?
Oh, Crickets, Penny, every time you do something, Freddie thinks you're going to get into some just awful trouble.
No. Well, you don't go around messing with professional thieves without getting into a jam, Penny. I know, because I did. And you remember the jam I was in, don't you? Both of you?
Well, that was different.
Well, I'd like to know what's different about it. After all, crooks are crooks and a jam's a jam.
Freddie, I think I'll survive the ordeal. And I do appreciate your concern. No, I won't be late, but save something for me, will you?
I sure will, Miss Gibbs.
Thanks. Bye, dear.
Bye.
If you get any mail, phone me at the church. I'll be there for a while.
Okay.
If there's any mail, I'll call you.
Thank you, Nora.
Funny thing. She smiles, talks about everything under the sun, but all the while, you know just what she's thinking about, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, Freddie, it must be awful to be as sad inside as she is.
Yeah, it must be rough. But you got to hand it to her, Nora. She can really take it. Smashed up heart and all. She's going on just as if nothing had ever happened.
Hmm? Yes?
Hello, I'm Penny Gibbs from the church. Dr. Judson sent me to see you.
Oh, that's very nice. Come in. Please, come in.
Thank you very much.
Please, you must forgive our house. My wife is ill. Very ill, Miss...
Gibbs.
Oh, yes, Gibbs. Wait, I'll move these clothes and you can sit down.
How is your wife, Mr. Benson?
Ill, poor woman. Ill and beyond hope.
Oh, don't say that. There's always hope if you have faith.
Oh, yes, but faith is for the young Miss Gibson. Miss Gibbs, not for the old.
Oh, I'm sure you don't mean that. Doc Judson sent this basket of food to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm very... very grateful. My wife would thank you, too, but she's ill. Ill, poor woman.
Thanks aren't necessary, sir. The church sends us with God's blessing.
Oh, yes, yes. God takes care of his children, doesn't he? Even when they're old and poor. I hope I shall be able to thank him soon.
Mr. Benson, Dr. Judson is going to try to have Mrs. Benson taken to a hospital.
Oh, no, it's much too late. And the cost is too much.
But you aren't able to take care of her, are you?
Right, do my best, my best. She wants little, asks little, poor woman. But I could use help once in a while.
Well, nurses are just as expensive as a hospital is.
Oh, yes, I know. I wasn't thinking of a nurse so much. But I remember across the street when old Sam Ainsley was dying every day. That woman came to help.
Well, yes, that's right. Mr. Ainsley did live across the street from here, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he did. A fine man, Sam. I remember him from many years ago, when we were all young and well. Didn't help Sam in the least to have that woman tend him, though.
You mean Mrs. Peterson?
I didn't know her name. I didn't ask. I never knew Sam had money till he died. Suppose he had more before he put it out for a nurse, though.
No, Mr. Ainsley didn't pay Mrs. Peterson. And, maybe, Mr. Benson, we can find someone like Mrs. Peterson to come here and take care of your wife.
If only a little bit, Miss Gibbs. She might get well. Might get well.
Well, I'm pretty sure she will.
Oh, she might if I can get help from someone who isn't having a visitor three or four times a day. Three or four times a day.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, I mean, I watched when Sam was sick and dying across the street. A man came to the house many times every day until he died. He was even there the day that poor Sam passed away.
This was why Mrs. Peterson was there, not before.
Well, Sam had this woman helping him on one day, and starting the very next, this man kept coming, never staying long, but coming back and coming back till poor Sam was dead. Then he never came to the house again. Never again. I never could understand. Never could understand who he was or what he wanted or why he came at all.
I think I understand who he was and what he wanted and why he was there, Mr. Benson. I'm quite sure I understand.
Well, Penny has accidentally discovered that Mrs. Peterson did have an associate when Sam Ainsley died and left a strange will. Was this frequent visitor the Robert Wilson that Frank Carter is looking for? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger Cut Beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.